This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free talk live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the elections that happened in Catalonia today. The elections that were foisted upon the Catalans by the Spanish central government after Catalans that turned out to vote back in October overwhelmingly supported secession from Spain. The pro-independence, and before I give you those results, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy wanted the election because he thought that it would be a way to drive out the pro-independence Catalans from power. That didn't happen. The three pro-independence parties in Catalonia wound up picking up 70 of the 65 seats in the 135-seat Catalan parliament, with Catalan President Carles Puigdemont being reelected as president of Catalonia. And then we got off into a discussion about, well, what do you actually do if some people want to secede and other people don't want to secede? And my response is that's why you separate geography from jurisdiction. Because if you wind up making all decisions the way decisions are made in quote-unquote democracies, then people would only ever eat vanilla or chocolate ice cream. People would only ever eat pepperoni pizza. People would only ever eat hamburgers. You might occasionally be able to get a slice of cheese on it.
Well, it depends on how you're defining what is an allowed ice cream flavor. Or do you say that ice cream in general is okay?
Well, the way we choose politicians, it's
yeah,
not just, here's some politicians. Do you like politicians? No, no, no. Do you want
A or
red?
B.
Or
okay,
blue.
So you're referring to the binary
or
choice that we
do
have.
Do you want yellow?
Yes.
Like, occasionally you get, you know, a yellow or a green option.
Right. But, yeah. Okay, so binary choice, yeah. And that's what this would be. It would be, do we stay
well,
or
not necessarily binary choice, but, you know, just a first past the post of whatever the plurality wants.
I understand. I was talking about this particular yep. case and talking about secession. It is
right.
Do we stay or do we go?
Right. That's
that song by The Clash.
That's
should
exactly
I say or should
what
I go ahead?
I was actually just starting to Google the lyrics to that, and I was just going to kind of read them off. Because if I go, there will be trouble.
And if I stay, it will be
double. Right?
Right, because then you've got the Catalan government plus the Spanish government. I say less governments are better.
Probably why they named themselves The Clash, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. So, I think, I believe people have a right to, if they want to self-govern, they should be. I think our founding fathers in this country, at least what they said,
they gave lip service until 787.
And a few days. But the idea of the individual being the sovereign, you know, that was sort of the premise that this country was
Unless you don't like my whiskey tax.
Well,
all
right.
See, the way I look at it is I know I've earned my nickname, The Status, by some of the listeners that are a bunch of crybabies. But
don't insult the listeners.
The way I look at it is, I do think there should be, a government. And I think, whether or not I think there should be one, I think one is always going to exist. And so it's kind of like naive to be like, oh, yeah.
Right. But the question here.
No, government exists as a result of the free market, right? Because we're all free beings as it is. Like, we are. We're free.
Hold on.
Freedom
Heather,
is a choice.
The question here isn't dissolve every level of government in Catalonia. It is, do you want to eliminate one level of government? Do,
yeah,
do you want to remove the Spanish central government and still have the Catalan?
Where I'm like, okay, if New Hampshire wants to secede, if California wants to secede, let's do it as a pilot project. Let's do it. Let's see what happens. If it doesn't work out for New Hampshire, guess what? The other 49 states will be like, haha, you guys are, you know, stupid. And it'll all work out the way it works out. But I like, I'm willing to, you know, consider, okay, let's, you know, like free, like lessen certain things in this area and like trial and error kind of thing, you
okay.
know?
Then a question related to that then.
What?
If New Hampshire, let's just say it's New Hampshire, or you can say it's California, it doesn't matter. Votes decides that secession is the right way to go. We want to separate from the United States and we declare our independence.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the federal response to that might be?
I mean, I don't,
based on history.
I don't know what the federal response is going to be, but I mean, it, like,
it could be one of two things.
Hold on.
It could be.
Before we get to the federal response, let's attack another question of
let's finish answering
what level
that one
support.
First.
What level support is needed for secession?
Yeah, let's say that you know the vote comes down and it's 60-40. It's
supermajority.
It's sort of, it's something like that, but we say we're going to secede. Now, history tells us, in the United States at least, when the South attempted to secede from the Union, Abraham Lincoln wasn't having any of that.
I think supermajority is a good thing.
Would, even though the federal, what if the federal government declared that that was an illegal move? It was against the law.
Well, if you got the supermajority,
the
then you know what? They're going to, what's going to end up happening is if the supermajority of the state.
Right.
A lot of people in New Hampshire, they got friends in other states and stuff like that. It's just, it's going to be one of those things where you band together and you stick together to defend what you believe is right. And you know what? That sometimes that's going to happen where you're going to have, you know, people coming in. Look at the Bundy Ranch thing that we were talking about earlier. Like, I mean, they banded together. This is still an ongoing thing for them. And there's a lot of people still following that. We're still reporting on it. So it's still very much relevant. But nonetheless, like, you're going to have to fight for things that you feel is important. That's just how life is. And
I don't disagree.
Act like, okay, if you want to secede and you want nobody, you know, to have an issue with that, that's not how life works because your decisions still have consequences. And yes, those decisions to secede is going to affect some people in federal government. It's going to have effects. That's a very real thing. And so we can encourage a certain response by the federal government, but it's not guaranteed because we're only accountable for ourselves. So what we can do is we can plan ahead, we can prepare, we can do all of these things, but ultimately, like, we have to be realistic. And if New Hampshire were to secede, it would be like, okay, well, how valuable is New Hampshire to the rest of the country?
Well, and, the question, you know, in the Civil War was, is the idea of the Union more important than the rights of the states?
I think for me,
that
it's
was
just
what
I always
bothers me.
I always take, like, I'll hold positions and stuff like that, but I'll be the first one to admit, like, if we screw up or if I held an incorrect position, like, I'll say, hey, if New Hampshire wants to secede, secede. If it causes, like, issues, then I'll be like, man, like, I don't think that was the right thing to do. But, you know, this is just kind of like life. I personally think I like the idea of unity. I like the idea of a country. I like it. Like, for me, kind of is like a dagger to the heart, thinking of, like, a state leaving, you know, because it's like a family member walking out on the family or something.
What's a flag going to look like with 49 stars on it?
It's
going to be all
off. That, you know, we can.
There already was a flag with 49 stars that existed for a year.
I know that, but also, wasn't New Hampshire one of the original 13?
Yes.
Which means now there's 12 stripes and 40. See, it just screws the flag up completely, right?
The flag has been modified a bunch of times.
I like the idea of a United States, you know, but it's like all of the states working together toward a common goal. I like that. Like, that's motivational to me, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, sticking together and having each other's backs, that kind of thing. And I don't know, I just think of, like, the secession thing as, like, really, like, how many people are in Congress in D.C.? Like, we can't weed out a few people together and, you know, like, revamp this country and turn it into something better.
We don't seem capable of doing that.
Congress has approval rating of, like, 9%, and 93% get reelected.
Okay, so let's figure out a game plan. I mean, you know, like,
people, it's everybody else's problem. because Congress, you know, I give them like 9%. That's how good they are. But my congressman, he looks out for our district. And you've got a whole country filled with people that think that way.
I
and they keep sending the same
clowns back. I do
think most
congressmen look out for their districts.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Can we just throw the bums out? Is that even possible?
They're not all bums.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about secession, specifically the Catalan secession and the Catalan elections that happened earlier today. And, well, let's change gears here to something that everybody can agree on, and that is, what is the best pillow? It's definitely my pillow. Now, you can't come take my pillow, but you can get your very own My Pillow, and you can try it risk-free for 60 days. The My Pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a couple of years. Chris, you've had one for a while. And I know I can say it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that collects a lot of dirt and dead skin over the years, yeah, your MyPillow, it'll still collect dirt and skin. Like, it's not, you know, some kind of magic pillow that doesn't collect dirt and dead skin. But you can throw your MyPillow in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable as a pillow. You don't have to then turn it into kindling for a fire. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Now, Chris, have you had your MyPillow for 10 years yet?
Not yet. I think couldn't really date them. I'm thinking 3-4.
Yeah, you should date your pillow.
3-5 years, somewhere in there. 4 or 5, I think.
Okay. I saw one of those the other day, and I thought of you guys.
Aw, why didn't you buy it?
It was at the Rite Aid. It was not.
You didn't buy it because you can.
In the As Seen on TV section.
Right. Yeah, because she could go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and get one at half price.
You should do that, Heather.
I should.
Treat yourself this holiday season. That's what I say. Actually, you can get two of them. You can get one for your daughter.
Oh, I treated myself all right.
Jazzy the studio dog has a MyPillow.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
Her bed.
Is a MyPillow.
It's a MyPillow. Yeah, so you've got pets. They've got MyPillow beds for your pets. MyPillow.com. Code FTL. Let's go to Skype where we've got Bad Slave calling in. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl, Heather, and Chris.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
We're all good.
I'm addressing Heather.
Let's hear it.
Wow. You know, I love your loyalty and everything, but it occurs to me that our central government is probably one of the most destructive entities on the globe, and I just think the ROI, the return on investment that we're getting from our thieved stolen funding is actually just beyond ridiculousness, you know, with all the money they're borrowing and all the debt they're running up. The death they deal across the globe, the people they're killing in America, the things that they use their threat of force to cause to keep people from doing some of the things that they want to do, like smoke pot or even shoot up heroin. There's many
people. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a governmental, like, the whole war on pot and stuff like that, really. Like, whenever it comes down to it, the wars are all based on ideas, right? And there's a lot of people in this country, myself included, that at one point in time thought drugs, you know, had this negative connotation to them, that they were these things that were harming people. And I supported the war on drugs, you know, back when I was a teenager and stuff like that. And this was a mentality, it was a mindset, you know what I mean? And what changes it isn't, it has nothing to do with government and the return on investment so much as it does, changing the mindset of Americans. And that's what's happened in this shift where we've gone and we've legalized marijuana in several different states. We've seen the medicinal aspects of it. We realize that it's less harmful than we had been originally informed, you know. And this happens. Nobody is immune from misinformation. Right. There's so many things that Daryl and Chris and I have all believed throughout our lifetime that we later found out were false. I mean, that's human error. And, you know, I, like right now, in Washington, there's probably a lot of congressmen and congresswomen that believe misinformation, that they're, but their intent is right. Like, if they, like a lot of the, this, you know, this idea that
always,
but you know what, this idea that all the Democrats, right, they want to take your guns because they want to steal them from you. No. I think the majority of them genuinely believe that people are crazy and they don't want them to shoot up. And they think by taking people's guns, it's going to make the world safer. It's even if you disagree with it, that's not generally the mindset Democrats or liberals have when they support legislation on gun control. Same thing when you go to the right. And you
I don't
look
know
at,
about that one.
No. Everybody that holds a position in their mind genuinely believes it's right. Nobody.
I just, don't disagree with that.
Nobody holds a position and believes that this is like, you know, like sociopaths are a very small percentage of the population. They're like 3%. They're the ones that hold an incorrect position because they're just evil and they don't care.
How about this? How about people that haven't formed an opinion on a given topic? Because you can
most
only
of
be
them
aware
don't
of.
Vote.
Right. But would you agree that some people, if I don't have an opinion on whatever, let me see what my party believes on that.
People do.
I never really thought about
trust in party lines.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, and I don't fault anybody for doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because so instead of researching it themselves and coming to their own conclusion, they
should
just listen to somebody else.
You know what? Some people, they've got families, they've got jobs, they've got this. You know what? If they've formed enough of opinion in their own mind to believe, you know, to trust in something that, you know, they believe in, let them do it. If they make a mistake, that's their mistake to own, just like I've owned mine.
Please.
Go ahead, Bad Slave.
The idea that we have to defer. I mean, you know, right now.
Defer what?
We'll defer our wisdom, you know, for the party. Defer our wisdom for, you know, some idiot, you know, Trump or Clinton or Obama.
Pick your idiot.
You know, these people are
people.
The people that run the government
are people, no different than you, myself, Chris, Daryl. They're people.
I'm sorry. They are very different.
No, they're not very different.
They're very different.
In what way?
They are people. They are people, and they're, you know, everything kind of works the same. But something in their brains has them imagine that they can make these decisions for 300 million people.
Well, they were taught that, too.
And ultimately, Heather...
Maybe they're alpha personality types, I guess.
Ultimately, Heather, it's you...
Hold that thought, Bad Slave. We'll be right back. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? This is Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to interact not just with some of the hosts, but also other listeners, and do so any time of the day online, go to the Free Talk Live forums. Yeah, that's right. We've got the old school forums, although it's not really that old because it's like new forum technology and it's really, really good, and it's active, so it's not like you're dialing up to a BBS. I realize that that reference might be something that some of the younger listeners and younger host, Heather, might not have any clue what I'm talking about. What's a BBS? So it's not like a BBS at all. That's a bulletin board system. That's the thing that existed before the internet was
It's
a
exactly
thing.
Like Pinterest, except nothing at all like Pinterest.
Yeah, so head over to forum.freetalklive.com, and if you're an amplifier, you get a special amp badge, and I think there are some other badges. I don't remember. They don't grant you extra rights at all, but they do give you access to certain parts of the forum. Forum.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about secession and governments and people within government. Heather and caller Bad Slave, and we'll bring him back on here in just a moment, have been having a discussion about whether or not people that work in government are just people like you and me and everybody else, or whether they're people, but they're not like you and me and everyone else. Bad Slave, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts.
Thanks for the introduction. I say that, you know, they are, Heather, exactly other people. They walk around, they breathe, they eat, they sleep, you know, they look for the, you know, income to pay their bills. But the thing that I think makes them different is that I think that most of them have had some failure or in their early life that was never dealt with. I really think that these folk are involved in, and they're selected. They're selected by the rest of the people, you know, because the rest of the people are foolish. I mean, basically, they're unaware and foolish. And as a result, we end up with the cabal, particularly the higher up level, the further away from, you know, the
local government. Wouldn't that actually make them smart then for capitalizing on foolish people?
Oh, I don't disagree with that. No, I think they are very clever. Many of them are very clever.
One can be smart and a sociopath at the same time.
I don't think they're all sociopaths.
They might not even necessarily be sociopaths, but once people wind up in positions of power, they wind up basically separating themselves from everybody else. And there have been tons of different experiments that show this.
Studies.
Look at the Stanford prison experiment, to where people were randomly selected to be prisoner or prison guard. And the people that were put in that prison guard situation within a matter of days were doing what equivalates to torture of the people that were randomly selected to be the prisoners.
But,
power changes people. I think that's Daryl's point.
This isn't a power like a dictator. This is a power where we have a certain type of government in this country where there are checks and balances in place that no one person wields all the power.
Well, it's
and
not,
so therefore you couldn't be a full blown you couldn't be a full blown sociopath and make it into Congress for the sole fact that you have to be able to function in working relationships. You have to be able to get along with people. You have to be able to compromise. You have to be able to have good working relationships, and sociopaths can't do that.
Do you know what the
Except
most common
with other sociopaths?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, because
there's a thing called honor among thieves.
Right.
No, that's,
and there's also
that's not,
how many
okay,
CEOs.
I studied psychology. That's not how sociopathy works.
Okay. Well, how many CEOs are absolutely and diagnosed sociopathic? Tell me about that.
No,
CEOs
they might
of major
have similar
corporations.
Quality. They might have
sociopathic
similar,
qualities.
No, they might have similar qualities that, you know, fall under the diagnostic statistical manual or whatever you want to call it.
Let's just say they have sociopathic tendencies.
Tendencies, okay.
Could you agree that people that seek positions of power in our government may also possess
attract.
The same...
Yeah, exactly.
It
it's going to
attract
those but they're
types.
Not going to fare well long. You know what I mean? The people that burn... Well, the sociopaths tend to burn a lot of bridges.
Can we start tossing out some names? I mean, really, I mean, we've had some insane people. I mean, you can look at some that are in... throw one out. Throw out somebody who's been in Congress for 40 years, refuses to leave.
Harry Reid. John McCain.
Right.
You can't,
Richard
you don't know
Shelby.
They're
Jeff Sessions.
By textbook sociopaths.
No. We're saying that they have displayed what I would consider.
Just because you don't like some of the things they vote on
support, it's
just make them a
way
sociopath.
People act and the things.
What makes them a sociopath?
When they will try to shout down and, you know, anybody who doesn't agree with me is absolutely wrong.
Is that what you guys are all doing right now?
And I will take actions to get rid of them, you know, instead of saying agree to disagree that I will be underhanded.
They're not exterminating people like Hitler.
No. But in the case, okay, let's talk about John McCain. Some of the stuff that he was doing when Trump was going to be elected. There were all kinds of things that came out about him, you know, saying one thing in public, but trying to organize Republicans into the, what did they call it? No Trump.
Oh, the Never Trump movement.
Never Trump movement. You know, supporting things like that. You can look at that and you can look at, you know, doing backroom deals, saying one thing to the public, doing backroom deals to enrich yourself. Congressmen, too many of them to count, have gone to jail for that.
Exactly. There's so many congressmen and women, and until I've walked in their shoes, I'm honestly going to reserve judgment. Well, listen, I mean, that's the way I look at it, because once you become a public figure, no matter, you can run with the purest of intentions, even as a libertarian, once you're elected, no matter what way you vote on any bill, you're going to have people
that like it or don't like it.
Exactly.
Right.
So you can't please everyone.
The question
so really,
is, does it change?
I admire the fact you know, I wish I could care less about what other people think.
May I interject here?
Go ahead, yeah. Bad slave.
Thank you. The one thing that really struck me really hard back in 08 when they were deciding whether or not they're going to bail out these banksters.
Okay.
You know that we had an economic problem that occurred in 08 or, you know, and I predicted it coming up long before that. And that there 90 to 95% of all input to Congress was do not bail those idiots out. And
what
they
do?
Did.
No, Congress didn't. That's where you're wrong. Congress did not bail them out. The people bailed them out.
Well, I mean,
Congress passed it.
But
Congress, I know that, but it's not like it really cost Congress.
Was happy to wield the threat of force around
to
make sure that it occurred.
See,
right?
You know what, like, when a situation like this...
Can you answer that, Heather?
What?
Why would this group of people decide to favor, you know, from the pockets of Americans, the favor these people that are nothing but the, you know, the walking greed.
With $1 trillion ballpark.
Right. And, you know, I'm sorry. I see that happen.
Me?
I see a cabal of folk that are that just want to do damage.
Bad slave, thank you. Thanks. For the call. Mm-hmm. Your calls and
see,
thoughts.
Now, I wish he would have said, hey, guess what? Here's what we could have done in 2008 that would have had better consequences.
We can talk about that.
But nobody ever does that. Everybody just complains.
Yeah, don't bail out all of the businesses. That would have been a better choice. No. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you have some valuable stuff at your house that you want to keep an eye on when you're not at your house? Well, think about getting a Blink home security system. This thing is easy to set up, even if you are not technically inclined and you have a fairly complicated router system. You should be able to get this set up in about 10 minutes. The Blink security system gets delivered right to your door. You download an app. It walks you through the setup. And you can get notified whenever anything moves in front of the wireless camera. Or maybe you just want to look at the camera at 2 o'clock in the morning for some reason. You can do that, even if nothing is in front of the camera. And we've got a deal for you. Get 3 Blink security cameras for what the other guys charge for 1. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. One more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go back to Skype, where we've got Lumpy calling in. Lumpy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, everybody. This is probably going to be my worst call into Free Talk Live ever.
Oh, come
on. Are you drinking some intoxicating beverage because of the solstice?
No, but that would be a good excuse. Don't do a whole lot of drinking, because every time it just doesn't agree with me. My decisions become, you know, I almost turn into a status. No, that's about the last thing I turn into. But
you need a winner.
Well, Heather, I'm calling in to kind of give you a little bit of,
boy.
Yep, I am.
It's okay, because I'm not a crybaby anarchist. I can take it.
Okay. Well, you know, when you collectivize everybody who speaks up, who tries to give you some ideas about, not maybe collectivizing, maybe you shouldn't collectivize all of us. You know, I'm just an individual, too, that I love this show. I've listened to this show for years. It's changed my ideas, my opinions on so much until you got on the air. And I really am sorry, but it's my only complaint about this show. And look, I've been on this. I've been listening for years. And, you know, you talk about things. I don't want to publicly blast you, but I don't know any other way to
say this. I welcome criticism.
Okay,
I welcome
well,
it. I love it.
You don't know
Help
what
me
you're
shape
doing.
Who I am
you,
in person.
You know, and you know, I don't think you've hurt enough in this life, and I don't want you to either.
Oh,
so
are you
understand
kidding?
Or comprehend what you're talking about.
What do you mean what I've been talking about? I don't hurt enough in this life?
Checks and balances. I've heard you say that on the show numerous times.
There are flaws in our system, okay?
It's your system. I don't want any part of it.
All right.
You know, this same system put me in a wheelchair for quite a while. This same system, messed my body up and my life. This same system stole my property.
There are specific instances, okay? There are specific instances.
Hold on. Let him
Heather,
continue.
You know, do you believe, are you a Christian? Do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Okay, well, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to shut up
mm-hmm.
and listen and learn something.
Yeah.
I do, too. And, man, I'll tell you, I get so frustrated when I hear you go speaking on this radio station, on this the best and only talk radio I ever want to listen to again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to listen because of you, because the things that you say are so based in insanity and things that
why
no,
combat my arguments with arguments, not sitting there saying you're crazy. If I make a point and you want to rebut it, do it intelligently or you shut up.
Can I hop in here real quickly?
Absolutely.
And I'm just gonna say, here's where I love working with Heather. I
like working with Chris.
And I know a lot of people don't like me, a lot of people don't like Heather, and you know, nobody likes Daryl, let's face it.
I like Daryl.
Like two people.
Oh, I love Daryl.
I know. Everybody loves Daryl. But here's what frustrates me.
I love Heather too. I just hate what she stands for and the things
right.
that she has. I was there. I used to believe a lot of things that she did,
yep.
and it had to hurt me a hell of a lot to wake up
right.
and get my head out of my butt.
So let me finish my thought.
Well, shut up.
Let me finish my thought real quickly. What the frustration I have is, it's not what we're talking about are alternatives that most people that do listen to the show recognize that the system is broken, and not even that. Most people, period, recognize that there are things that are really broken about the system.
Yes.
And to point out and to defend parts of that system isn't really what I'm all about. What I'm about is trying to find viable alternatives. And
exactly.
what can we do to come up with that doesn't
yeah,
involve...
Yeah, we have a system of checks and balances.
But,
come
but
on, Chris.
What I'm saying is
you
things
know, that
don't...
be good for something, right?
Right. But I'm tired of it because it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked in the last 10 years. It hasn't worked in 50 years.
It hasn't worked in our favor, you mean?
No.
It's worked. It's just not worked in your favor.
Nope. I'm
yep.
saying that...
I'm not part of your hour. I'm not part of your anything, Heather.
I could list 100 different things in how the current system, and I'm not just talking about government, but I'm talking about
the
oligarchy that's
you're
developed.
You're saying that the
hey,
government
listen,
put
I'm
you
really
in a wheelchair, then you're
listen,
very much a part of it, buddy. You're very
years.
Much a part of
and
it.
Hold on. You can't both talk at the same time.
Who won't listen to anything anybody says
and
says things that are absolutely, completely...
You say you're not a part of it, but then you say it put you in a wheelchair. So obviously it is affecting your life, is it not?
Yeah,
do you not want to fix it? Do you not want to fix it?
I don't want it.
It? Okay, well, you know what? Right. You sound like you can't have a rational discussion, that there's a fundamental problem that obviously
oh
you believe.
I disagree.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to dump this call.
Opting out.
It's like talking to I can't do this anymore. I can't even
sorry.
Listen to
sorry. I don't like people
on.
That
I'm
call.
Sorry.
All you want to do is call and say you're wrong.
No,
you
don't
want to present any argument.
I've been not wanting to make this call forever. It's very hard to articulate it. It really is. For me, it is very hard to articulate. I'm not the best at the words. I can tell you this. I get so sick, and I love Ian so much, and I understand who Ian, you know, to know Ian is to love Ian, and I understand why he probably has you on the show. And it's probably something you probably can't even get, because it's about you, and he's probably trying to get you to wake up.
That's what we tried.
You know, there's a lot of listeners that actually value what I say. So this is him. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Lumpy.
Well, this isn't Lumpy Talk Live, okay?
Oh, man. It is about...
You have an opinion. You're one of, like, 7 billion
I'm
people
sorry,
in this world. You
hurt.
Have an opinion.
I'm gonna have to go.
I have an opinion.
I don't know what else to say.
I'm
Lumpy,
a pretty
thank
open-minded...
Thanks a lot.
I'm a pretty open-minded person, and I've changed a lot of my positions over the last decade. I've changed a lot of things about my life, about my world views, okay? But you know what? When somebody calls the show and says, Heather, you're wrong, I'm going to say, okay, fine, why? Point out the flaws in my ideas.
He wouldn't give him a chance.
No,
every time he started to talk.
He says he can't articulate it.
He was trying.
And he's just like, oh, they're all this. They're not people. I'm not a part of it. I'm not this. Like, okay, buddy, fine. Then you know what? He's obviously very emotional. And he called, it was emotions cloud rational.
No, you said that, you basically said, and this was my take on it, that no, you are part of the system because it affected you in some way. What he was saying, what I heard was, I don't want to be a part of your system. I don't want to be a part of the government that you support. I don't want to be a part. I don't want to be subject to it. I want it to leave me alone. I want it out
That's
of my
nice.
Life.
I want $1 million freaking. But guess what? Until I make it happen, it's nobody else's problem but mine.
I think 2 out of 3 of us in here feel that way.
Okay.
I don't want
you know
the
what?
Government in my life. I'm done with
you
it.
You know what?
I'm
There's,
sick of it.
I honestly, like, pick and choose your battles. You know what I mean? Like, this is a broken system, but if you're not working toward fixing it, then just sit there and complain.
I'm working towards finding alternatives to it.
Okay, exactly. And how many people
call
in here?
And that doesn't mean I want to fix it. I think,
how many people,
I think it's just
done. You know who's trying to fix it? The people lobbying, the people trying to get marijuana legalized, the people that are doing all of these things to change the way that we currently coexist together.
We do that too.
I know.
But
you, all three of us sitting at this table right here, all testified on bills. I testified on police body cam bills, you know, for problem cops. One of the bills I testified on said, you know, if an officer of one of the departments has several complaints filed against him, put him on probation, make him wear a camera. Like, if he, like, let's weed out the problems here and try to at least fix things. Like, sorry, I think there's a
and
broken
then
system.
What happened with that bill? Right, the cops came in, testified against the bill, and then the legislators did what the police lobby wanted.
So we run against them, then we organize and we run against them, okay? Fight fire
police
with fire.
Police chief isn't an elected position. Police union boss
No, I'm talking
is
about
appointed.
The legislators.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to be part of the system? I don't.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.